you know, when they can things, put it down in there. And then they had shelves in there where they'd put the cakes and things for Christmas to keep, because the boys would go in. And I guess I would too, because wherever they went, I did. So then we went into, we always had that. And so one time somebody broke in and got some of it. But they couldn't tell which one it was.
Oh.
Didn't anybody say who? We didn't. I didn't know. Rest didn't know either. And then on the outside, we had a bored well, and then we had a dug well. It was a great big one out. They put the fence right close to it. That belonged to my grandfather, but he left that outside. So that people, you know, coming from the country would be thirsty and they couldn't get it anywhere. Why, he always grew gourds and they and put a gourd out there for them to drink the water. So they'd all do that. And then every spring, there was a great big Negro man, as fat as he could be. But they let him down in that bucket. They had one of these great big buckets, you know, in one of those buckets, and he would clean that well out good and then put lime all in the crevices so as to have it pure. And then, but how he ever did it, I don't know. But I remember mighty well. And then when his patients were people from his law, he was a lawyer, of course, and when the people from the country would come, they'd always come about dinner time. So he would always ask them for dinner.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, you see, he wouldn't turn anybody down. He was the most generous. He could have been the richest man in town if he would have, but he wasn't that kind of a man. He was the most honest you've ever seen. So he, that's what he did, and...
What part of Alabama did he come from?
Oh, I don't know, let's see. I got it though, I'll show you when I get the paper.
That's really interesting. Well now, another thing I was curious about was where did your father and mother meet each other? You said your father was born in Tennessee.
Well, but he was working at, he had this drugstore at Mount Vernon.
It was when he had the drugstore at Mount Vernon that they
Well, met. He had the drugstore at Mount Vernon. And
did
Mama,
his parents move here?
No.
He just came here from
Tennessee. Well, his father did come and mother. I think his mother died before then.
But
and his
ever,
father married three times.
Oh, he did. So this is your grandfather on your father's side.
Yeah.
Been married three times.
Yeah.
Did you ever know him?
No, I never.
You didn't know
he
him.
Died before I.
He died before you.
And he, his last wife.
But they were from he was from Tennessee.
Yeah, but they his last wife was kin to Mr. Ball. Had that citizen office. And when they had that citizen office, Mr. was living at Desark. And his wife was from Desark, first wife. And so her father got in trouble. He was a sheriff and he got in some kind of trouble. And my grandfather got him out of it. And when he did, they were always so grateful to Grandpapa. And so Mr. Ball, they didn't have a newspaper, just a little one here. And Grandpapa said,